Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We are talking with Sherrard Senior William Frank. And if it was a normal school year, we'd be getting ready probably for a basketball game this weekend. But, of course, winter sports have been put on pause, and we're waiting for hopefully a resumption sometime maybe in January at the earliest. So, William Frank, do you tell us how you've been dealing with all of the emotions in trying to get something started and maybe have a basketball season. I know you got to be missing that.
Yeah, it's been a little depressing. You know, we kind of get the ball rolling and then it just kind of shuts down on us. So it's just kind of hard to get in that mindset for basketball and just keep the physical, your conditioning up to what you need to do when they just keep shutting it down and keep putting restrictions on you.
I know you look at the Sherrard School District, and specifically the Sherrard School Board, you know, back in November, they met and said, we're going to let this basketball program play and start the season on November 16th. But then, of course, a few days later, the governor announced, well, we're going to put these Tier 3 mitigations in place, and that put a halt basically to everything. But at the time, Sherrard was just one of a few schools to say, hey, we're going to have a basketball season. So what did you think of that?
I think it kind of boosted our spirits, you know, gave us a little hope. But I think realistically, we kind of almost knew that it'd be hard if there were only six or seven schools in our size to play. So I think all of us kind of knew that something was going to happen. And we kind of heard rumblings about, you know, the governor shutting down again. It was just, we kind of always had in the back of our minds that we might get shut down, but we were really hopeful that we would have a season.
Just a little bit about your hopes then as we, you know, travel through the month of December, and it looks like the earliest something could start maybe January. So how are you approaching that, I guess, as we speak to you on this third day of December?
I think it's just about keeping, you know, running and just keep act like everything's normal, but it's not. So you just got to keep working out and just keep your mindset ready to play again.
I know I saw some nice signs from you last year, a low post player, your junior year, and I know Sherrard had a lot of seniors that have graduated, but you did play a pretty key role on the team last year, and I know Brady Hartman's back with the basketball team here in the 2021 season is when hopefully the season can resume. Just in terms of your experience from last year and kind of what you're hoping for with your senior year if you get a play?
So last year we had a good year. We had a lot of seniors who really led us, a lot of leaders, and that's kind of, we had a good relationship with them, hung out with them a lot, we were good friends. So I think we'll miss them this year, but I think our JV team, sophomore year, it'd be our juniors and seniors this year. We won the conference. So I think we're kind of confident that we'd be able to do some stuff. I think Brady and I are a good team. We work well together. Our play styles kind of complement each other. And I think we're hoping for a successful year this year.
All right. And, you know, when you look at this pandemic, it has created some unique opportunities with the calendar being switched and, you know, football being played starting in mid-February as we speak now, and you were a football kid, but, you know, this past fall, it allowed you to do something differently, or do something different, I should say. So you took advantage of that, right?
Yes. Right as football camp ended, so we knew the day, that last day of football camp, that our season was going to be postponed. So I texted my friends, I said, I'm going to go to one of the cross country open running things that day. And so I did that, really liked it. And I ran that season and it was really fun experience. I know a lot of the cross country guys from school, and it was just fun hanging out with them. And I got in pretty good shape because of it.
And that was a good team. It was probably, you know, pretty neat to be a part of something as successful as that, because they really had a good year, right?
Yeah, it was really, I really liked, you know, it was really fun being a part of like a really sick, like you could see the culture that Coach Lopez kind of helped cultivate. You know, they were all kind of, they were a really tight unit and they really ran well together. Like it wasn't, I know it's, you know, safe to say Jacob was the star of that team, but everyone else, like all of us, had a role to play on that team and help us win.
Speaking of Jacob Belha, who won every race his senior year, including the sectional.
Yeah, we've been friends since second grade, so I've kind of watched him and watched him through high school just become just really, really solid.
Yeah, that kid was impressive, no question about that. All right, you know, not only a kid that's involved in sports, but you're a jazz band kid, so you play an instrument. What instrument do you play, and what about music in your life?
So I play the guitar. I've been playing guitar for about 8 or 9 years now. I just always loved music. Music has always just kind of been there. I just always remember, you know, singing in the car with my dad and my mom. My dad, a big old country guy, so I heard a lot of, like, a lot of Waylon Jennings and stuff like that. And then my mom is into Prince, Van Halen, and all that stuff. So I've kind of just, it's all kind of mashed together. And then I just kind of wanted to take, you know, all the years of music and just kind of put it to something. And jazz band was there. And Mr. Grayson, the band director, has been really, he's been really helpful in, like, allowing me to do jazz band and fit it into my schedule so I'm able to do it and able to show up to everything and be a part of everything. And it's just been really fun.
All right, so that's great hearing you talk about your musical taste. So as I was hearing you speak, I'm thinking about Will Frank has his iPod out, and he has it in shuffle mode. And it comes up on Waylon Jennings, and then it comes up on Prince, right? That's diverse musical taste, man.
Yeah, I listen to almost everything except rap, so I enjoy it all.
All right, well, Will Frank is a senior. Hopefully we will see him hooping on the Sherrard Tiger basketball court sometime in January. We'll have a nice senior season. Hope to see you playing in the new year.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ. Okay.